Praise the Lord.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but we've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell us that you're pleasing, that we are never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. Oh, we've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but we know we're all searching for answers only you provide, because you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. 'Cause you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, oh, it's a love so undeniable, we can't hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable that we can't hardly think. And you tell us deeper still as you call us, deeper still as you call us. Deeper still into love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's who we are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, every day you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, it's a love so undeniable. We can hardly speak. It's a peace so unexplainable that we can't hardly think as you call us. Deeper still 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 into love. Love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. That's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who you are. It's who we are. You're a good, good father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that he's a good, good father? He's a great, great father. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, for bringing us into this new month of May, God, where there are miracle signs and wonders, God, that are attached to us in the name of Jesus, God. And we decree and we declare that nothing will stop us from giving you our praise. Nothing will stop us from giving you our worship. Nothing will stop us, God, from your will being done in our lives. Where we say, your will, God, be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives. On this day, God, and forevermore, we give you the praise. Because you have been a good, good father, God. Hallelujah. 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 This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battle with praise. This is how we fight our battle with worship. This is how we fight our battles with the words. This is how we fight our battles. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. Oh, lift up your voices and give God the praise, because every day he surrounds us, so we have the victory in Jesus. Take it
away. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. This is how we fight our battles. We are surrounded by you, Lord, and we honor you today. We magnify you, we glorify you, because you are who you are in our lives. We love upon you, God. We just adore you, for you are worthy of all our praise. Oh, God, how good, how wonderful it is for us today to just open our mouths and acknowledge you for who you are. You have brought us through, hallelujah. And we said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy God. We magnify you today, oh, God. We give you thanks, Holy God, for who you are in our lives right now. Oh, God, we pause to thank you for the new. We thank you for the next, and we thank you for the now. We thank you, God, for May 2022. We thank you, Holy God, for this month you have given us, you've allowed us to see. We love you. We thank you, God, that this is a month that we recognize mothers. We thank you for our mothers who are here and our mothers who have gone on. We thank you, God. And so as we come forth today, we ask that you open our eyes so that we can see what it is that you are doing in our midst, so that drop the scales from our eyes and unstop our ears so that we can hear what it is that you have to say to us today. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness, Minister Tiffany, I thank you so much for just blessing us today with, he's a good, good father. Yes, he is. I thank you so much for that. Yes, he is. And to my son who greeted us this morning, Minister Daryl Things there out of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa, my cohort, and my sister who has a place here in my heart. Thank you so much. As we have ended our 10 days of fasting, you all, I'm here to tell you, if anybody knows me, one thing you know about me is I'm just blatantly honest sometimes to a fault. But as we ended this 10 days of fasting, I don't know if you or any of you felt like this, but I had a feeling of, quote unquote, not quite there. Didn't hit the mark. Went through it, but didn't get through it. I don't know. It was just something that seems to have had a disconnect or something. And as I reflected on the fast, and I reflected on this time of consecration, it was new. It was different. Yes. Number one, when I started off this fast, my son called. Yes, Brother Darrell, he called. He said, Mom, guess what? This man just hit me in the back. What are you talking about? Yeah, I hit my car in the back. I'm shaking up. What, did you have a body in the, you know? No. Okay, that's something we can thank God for. Are you hurt? Are you bleeding? No. Okay, go to the emergency room. We're going to check it out. Number two, even though I was on a liquid fast, I asked you all to do the Daniel fast, just the fruits and vegetables. But you all, during this whole time, I didn't feel hungry. I didn't feel that this flesh was really being whipped enough. You know, I went to the pool every night to work out because it was a holistic fast. We were to work on our finances and work on our physique. We were to do it all. And then I never did step on a scale, but you know, your clothes let you know whether or not you've lost any weight. Didn't look like I lost a pound. Clothes still look like they fit in the same. No real weight loss from what I could see, you know, looking in the mirror. Number three, on the last day of the fast, I received the call from Yep, my son Daryl stating that his mother-in-law, Monica's mother, Patricia, was in the hospital with a mild heart attack. Okay, we praying. Then later, after he called, I received a 911 call from Devola saying that she had an emergency, needed to get from Colorado to California right now. I mean, I need a ticket now, Mama. We need to get this done. I got to get out of here. All right. Before I could get that news and breathe from that, I got another call back from Daryl saying Mother Barbara has been diagnosed with a blockage that is so severe, we've got to do open heart surgery on Monday. I said, oh, God, what in the world? And then Daryl said, Mom, I'm just tired. That was the feeling that I was getting too. God, I'm just tired. I don't know if you all felt that doing this fast, at the end of this fast. I don't know. But after I said, I'm just tired, I said, okay, here we go. Here we pray again. Here we go. Here we go. And so I said, God, what's really going on here? God, come on and talk to me. This is something. Before we can enjoy the joy of the joy, the joy is gone. Camellia, I understand. Camellia, out of California, I was going to pull you up to testify today, but I'm going to go on because I got too much to say. But I say it for you, before you could breathe the fresh air of being in Hawaii on your vacation, a much-needed vacation, one that you had been waiting for, excited about, before you can even get your lay around your neck and breathe in that ocean, there come a call. Not only a call, but pictures that look like, oh, my God, what happened to my grandbaby? What you mean he's in ER? This is my oldest grandson. Oh, man, I got to get back on this plane and go back to California. My feet just landed here. What? And you all, stories like this came throughout the fast. I mean, just sucker punch stories. That's when the devil hit you in the stomach and you didn't see it coming. It's like, oh, God, where did that come from? What? Yes. Oh. Oh, but I come to let you know this morning that God woke me up. Hey. My almighty God, my Father, your Father, God, want us to know that he is still God. And he took me to my favorite scripture. My sister Vanessa's book is James, where mine happens to be Isaiah, because it talks about, hallelujah, God delivered the old children of Israel yet again from Babylon. And he talks again about the fact that, oh, y'all better come with me because I got some good stuff to give you this morning. Isaiah 43:18-19. These are my favorite scriptures. And this kept resounding in my spirit, you all. And so I said, I'm going to go up here to this 16th verse and read it to you out of I'm going to give you two versions of it this morning. This is what the Lord says, who makes a way in the sea and a path through raging waters. Do I sound excited? I'm already excited. Who brings out the chariot and horse, the army and the mighty one together. They lay down and they don't even get up again. They are extinguished. They are put out like a wick on a candle. Mm-hmm. And then the 18th verse says, do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to old things. Look, I am about to do something new. Even now, it is coming. Even now. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Wild animals, jackals and oysters will honor me because I provide water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Dr. Vanessa, I know you're going to love this. You won't even have to worry about it. I'm giving you a subject. It's a new season. It's a new season. Y'all, that's our little joke. I'll preach a whole sermon and we'll never give us. Just, girl, just give me a subject. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. I am so happy that God created me. And because he created me, he knows me. And because he knows me and I know him, I know that he never leaves me nor forsakes me. When I'm in the valley of despair, I must remember the word of God that says, lift your eyes to the hills from whence cometh your help, girl, for your help cometh from the Lord. Now you all, in the Message Bible, when we read this same scripture, the very first point that I want you all to remember, here it says, the point one is learn from your past. Because in the 18th verse, it says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Oops, don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert and rivers in the Badlands. Yes, yes, yes. I'm loving upon that right there. I ain't finished with that. Let me keep it open. So when I said learn from the past, learn from the past. As long as we, you can write this down. It's good. As long as we are too attached to our past, we negate what God wants to do for us right here in the present as he's preparing us for the future. We are to learn from yesterday, not live in yesterday. Now, Dr. V is one of the best historians I know. We said on this show, on this call so often, that if we had a history teacher like her, all of us would have learned more than we know today. And so I thank God for her ability to teach history. And one thing that she's helped us to understand, that if you don't know your history, you are apt to repeat it. So we are to learn from our history, but we are not to live in our history. Do you understand what I'm saying? Longing for those good old days will prevent you from seeing what God has right here in the present, in the now day. After your history lessons, you must also understand that your great learning must be accompanied by your burning. Burning from what, Dr. PK? Burning from the Holy Ghost. Burning from the Holy Ghost that will give you clarity so that you can see that the good old days had some bad things that happened in them as well. Clarity so that you can understand and see that the present has something that will help you to get ready for the future. Burn, that Holy Ghost will burn away the sin from your eyes so that you can see clearly what God is saying, that he has a breakthrough for you in the situation that you are in right now. Holy Ghost, come and burn in our lives today so that we can see indeed that this is a new season, that the past is the past. It's okay to reflect on it, to learn from it, but the past is the past. Somebody better say it's a new season and it's a new day. As I was preaching, as I was teaching, as I was getting this message together, yes, I have to preach to myself first. It reminded me of a song, Minister Tiffany, it's a new season, it's a new day, fresh anointing is flowing my way. It's a season of power, somebody better say, and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Well, I want you to help me tell the devil your time is up. No longer will you be here to pull me down and push me back. Oh, no, because I belong to the Father who is almighty, all-powerful. We better start decreeing and declaring over our lives what God wants for us, what God says is ours. In the midst of this chaos, and yes, it has been chaotic, I want us to decree right now, this is a new season. In this new season, number two, new things are mine. Thank you, God. They have been on the way. They have been coming for years, but now it is manifestation time. It's mine. Whatever that thing is mine. Now, today, ASAP, not coming, but it's mine. It's May 2022. Now, I decree and declare debt cancellation. I decree and declare health and wholeness. I decree and declare salvation and righteous living for my children, children's children, for your children, so that my children and children's children will have good spouses and have great, great grandbabies that I can be proud of. I decree prophetically this new season of blessings that God has for his children. Yes, I do. God is pulling you up and pulling you out of the mess and giving you a message, a testimony that will not only continue to encourage you, but change the lives of others. Somebody ought to say, I know she's right. I'm doing my happy dance right now. I said, God says that I'm pulling you up and I'm pulling you out of the mess and giving you a message. I'm giving you a testimony so that your life and other lives will continue to be blessed. We overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ. So therefore, we must keep believing God, using the word of God, pressing and trusting the process of God no matter what. This is not only the new season, it is the now season, a fresh anointing right now. I speak into our lives and over us. Thirdly, it's one thing to say that God can make a way. And we say it all the time. It sings, makes a good song, too. And someone kind of said that this morning, God is making a way. Isn't that something? I just connected that. It's one thing to say that God can make a way, but it's another thing to see him make a way. So the third point I want you to remember is that God is a way maker. God has made a way for you in the past. When you reflect on where he's brought you from, good God Almighty, you can't help but get happy about what he's done and where he has brought you from. The old folks said, when I look back over my life and I think things over, oh, good God of mercy, my soul get happy when I think about where he has brought me from. Listen, in verse 21, it says, because I've provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I choose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me. Somebody ought to say, it's time for us to praise him. It doesn't matter what we're going through. The people I formed for myself, God says, will declare my praises. It's time for us to praise God for the new season. It's time for us to praise God and give him thanks, because the Bible says in all things, give thanks. So we thank you, God, in the midst of this mess that we have found ourselves in, and we give you the glory for the message that is coming up out of it. As I'm speaking, I feel a shift in my season. What about you? I feel a shift in my spirit as I was putting this thing together this morning. I felt a shift, glory be to God, out of the season that I was in on yesterday to where I am right now. Right now, where you are, I want you to believe and trust him and stand on the word when, right now. I don't care what your circumstances appear to be. I heard somebody in that ear say, Dr. Pakola, but you don't understand. You don't understand. I just got paid. It's the 2nd of May, and I'm already broke. I'm broke. You don't understand. I don't know how I'm going to make it through May, and you here doing all of this declaration and decreeing. You don't know where I am. I want you to know that what you just said to me is a lie, straight from the pit of hell. You are the king's kid, and you are not broke now, and you never have been. It's a lie that the devil brought to you to make you feel like you broke down and out. You may be badly bit, and your finances may be challenged, but I'm here to tell you, you ain't broke. Why? Because brokenness is a mentality. It's a thought process that I come today to bring down and change right now. The word says that the storehouses, hallelujah, and the vaults of heaven, got two more minutes, are opening up for you right now. You better receive it. God is releasing keys. He's releasing contracts, land, territorial anointing for you in your new now season. Do you not see it? Can you not receive it? Oh, is it that you don't believe it? Well, if you don't believe it, you ain't going to receive it. You better believe it, honey, because it belongs to you. It's for you, for your grabbing, for your taking, for your receiving. It's for you. However, you must continue believing God in spite of the fiery darts, the daggers, the attacks. We've got to continue to praise and magnify God as we go through the desert and the wilderness, knowing that water is on the way. We've got to continue. Hey, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. I want you to greet, to decree with your mouth and open it up. Somebody need to sit up in the bed and say this out loud. I am a winner. Yes, I am. I am anointed to win. Say it, say it. Say it with authority. I am a bondage breaker. Yes, I am. A legacy builder and a chain breaker. You better say it. Say it like you mean it. I am anointed to pioneer and to be the first. That's why I'm getting knocks here and there. I'm the first one in my family to ever do this. I'm pioneering this. Yes. No way has been made here, but God has given me and showing me the way to go so that it can happen. I am anointed for wealth increase and to gain. I am anointed for prosperity and abundance. As I bring this to a close, my God is doing just incredible new things, and he refuse to do them without me. Right now, in this season, my God, my Father, oh, he loves me enough that he says, hey, Pakola, I can't get this done without you, girl. You got to go out here and do this. You got to tell these people that they shall. Oh, you want me to tell them that, Lord? Yes, I do. I do. I want you to remind them of Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let them know in Isaiah 55 and 11, I said, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me, that's my clock telling me to stop. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Thus is the word of God. I decree that this is our new season. Let's realize it now. Walk in it now. Live in it now. And thank God for it right now. Back to you, Minister Cynthia Cox. Honorable Cynthia, can you come and give us
yes.
prayer right now? And I'll come back and do the benediction, okay?
Certainly, certainly. And thank you so much, Dr. Pecola, Reverend Dr. Pecola, for that on-time message this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you do. I am just taking notes, Lord have mercy. It's a new season. Yes, it's a new season. Hallelujah, this morning. God is not through with us yet. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this Holy Spirit being a vigilant and giving us strength to courage when we need it mostly. We thank you right now, Lord, for Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts for that on-time message this morning. It is a new season. Oh, Lord, a season for us to move forward, a season for us, Lord, to understand we got to be in the present. God is always a way maker, a promise keeper. Lord, we want to bless Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts right now over and over again, Lord, for the word she has put in our hearts this morning. Lord, that we may go out and be a blessing to someone today. Lord, we ask you to bless her over and over again. We thank you for the two amazing, outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for blessing us with this massive call to share, we can share with each and everyone every day. We lift up every prayer warrior, guest, and new guest, and artist family that joined us this morning and thought it was not Robert. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life worldwide. We also appreciate everyone for calling in the call center right now, Lord. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, the group homes, Lord. Lift them, keep them strong, Lord. Strengthen their body right now. We lift up everyone going through bereavement right now, Lord. You know them family by family, Lord. Lord, comfort them like never before. We ask you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, let me say this morning, this is a powerful message. We would love for you to go and hear this playback and share with everyone that you come in contact with. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677#. We also want everyone to stay in touch with the conference going to be happening in Houston, Texas in May. So we want everyone to be able to join us there. And it seemed like they had a beautiful time in Ohio this past weekend. The New Morning Motivation Calls held right after this call, and I'm going to give you that number. And our guest speaker is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She's going to be the speaker and the host this morning. So join us. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that PIN number is 294-617#, 294-617#. I want to thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Tippin, for praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Pecola Roberts. Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please close us out in a benediction?
He's a good, good father. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. And he has given us a brand new season as we walk into this brand new month of May. Remember, Mother's Day is next Sunday. Let some mother know how special they are and how much you love and appreciate moms on the face of this earth. Now, God, and tonight, remember to come out for our Senior Billionaire Fireside Chat. It will be posted on my Facebook page. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we so love you. Because you love us. You love us so much. You keep reminding us of how special we, your children, are to you. Help us to truly believe you and walk in the ways that you have made for us. Abundant lifestyle is what belongs to us. Now, may the grace and the sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us. all until we come together again, praising and magnifying God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. I love you, TMC family.